We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Vav, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Hey Omid Beis, the two dots. So the Mishnah is concluding its discussion of the first Mishnah in the Perek, and that is the halachos of Taruvos. So you have Zvachim Ksherim, and something got a little bit mixed up. The question is, how do you go about with the Akrava? So the first few cases in the Mishnah discussed were a carbon that's Pasul HaHakrava, was this Arev with Zvachim that are Kosher LaHakrava, and then the Mishnah got involved where all the Zvachim are Ksherim. But being that different Karbonos have different Dinim, as a result, so what do you do with karbonos that got mixed up? And then the Mishnah concludes by saying, Hakol yucholim l'sarif, all karbonos can get mixed up, chutz min achatas v'asham. Achatas and an asham can never get mixed up, meaning it's not physically possible for a chatas and an asham to get mixed up. Says the Gemara, Maishan achatas v'asham, what's the reason for it? Presumably the hayzach of ayin keva, because a asham was always ba'zachar and a chatas was always ba'nekeva. If that's the case, the Gemara Chatas Va'ilo Nami, a Chatas and an Oila should also never be able to get mixed up, because an Oila was also always by Zohar. Meaning, if a Chatas and an Asham got mixed up, you would know which one is which. One is a male, one is a female. That's something that physically you can identify. A Chatas and an Oila have the same physical characteristics. The Chatas is always in a Keva, and the Oila is always a Zohar. But the Gemara says, no, Ikasir Nasi. There is a Chatas that's a Zohar, and that is the Nasi, the Melech. If he would do an Aber B'Shoigig, she's Doinek. So he too would bring a carbon chatas, but his chatas would be different than the ordinary person. The ordinary person's chatas, A, had to be in a keva, B, it had to be either a seira or a kizba. So he had two options. It was a menu he could choose from. If you want, you could bring the female sheep. If you want, it could be the female goat. Whereas if the nasi is the one that did the avera, it had to be the seir, it had to be of the goat variety, number one. Number two, it had to be a male. But the point is, it's possible then for a chatas to be Nisarev with an oila. If the chatas is a chatas nasi, it's a zachar. The oila is always a zachar. So that's why the Mishnah didn't say that it's not possible for a chatas and oila to be nisarev. It is possible. How is it possible if it was a chatas nasi? But the Gemara says chatas v'asham nami ikasir nasi. But for the same price, then why does the Mishnah say that a chatas and an asham can never get mixed up? Because the asham is zachar and the chatas is the keva. It's not true. The chatas could be baz zachar. You have the chatas nasi. But the Gemara says, no, there it's different, because hay seyar v'hay tz. Because the type of animal that the Asham is an animal that has wool. As a result, even though the Asham is a Zachar, and the Sa'ir of the Nasi is a Zachar, but they're different animals. So being that they're different animals, you're going to be able to know which one is which. Whereas the Oila could be Ba B'Sa'ir as well. So it's possible for a Chatos and an Oila to get mixed up. They could be both Zacharim. The oil is always a zachar. The son nasi is a zachar, and the oil could be ba b'sa'ir. As a result, there it's possible with taruvos. When it comes to the asham, it's never going to be possible, because if it's a kedves, it's going to be in a keva. The only time it's a zachar is if it's a sa'ir. The asham is never a sa'ir. As a result, it's not possible. Says the Gemara, Pesach v'asham nami loy ma'ariv. How is it possible for the carbon Pesach and the carbon asham to be nisarev? The Mishnah said ach koil yichaylon nisarev. Any other permutation of two carbonos, it's possible to have a taruvos. Pesach v'asham. How you can have a taruvos? Hay ben shana, the hay ben shtei shanim. Even though they were both seh, they were both shepsalach, but one had to be up to 1 year old, the other one had to be 2 years old. The carbon pesach had to be ben shana, whereas the asham is shtei shanim. So can you tell the difference between an animal that's 1 year old and an animal that's 2 years old? So the Gemara gives two terutzim. Number one, ikka asham nazav asham etzayra. Rashi says the asham nazav asham etzayra doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it has to be shtei shanim. As a result, stam keves ben shanahu. Interesting. So we could assume therefore that it's ben shana like the carbon pesach. So it could be mixed up. You're right. The standard asham maybe can't get mixed up with the carbon pesach, because the yoydei dover would know that this one is 1 year old, this one's 2 years old, like this, they'll be able to sort it out. But there's the Ashem Nozer and the Ashem Etzayr, where the Torah doesn't say 2 years old. It says Stam Keves, which is 1 year there, could be Nisarev. The Iba Yisema, alternatively, Ikka Ben Shana, the Mechsi Keben Shtei Shanim, the Ikka Ben Shtayim, the Mechsi Keben Shana. It's possible that you would not be able to determine the difference between an animal that's 1 year old and an animal that's 2 years old. As a result, it's possible that it will not be able to be sorted out, and that's why the Mishnah refers to it as Hakoil Yechayil Nesayr. So there's some rate to speak out, but let's get the daf moving, and we'll pick it up a little bit later. Zok the Mishnah, Asham Shenesarev Bishlamim. If the carbon Asham was Nesarev with a carbon Shlamim, what do you do? Reb Shimon, Aimer Reb Shimon says, well, there's actually an option. Meaning, you don't have to do what the previous Mishnah said. Previous Mishnah said that anytime Kachin Anisarev Bekachin Nimbisha Eneminoi, so what you do is you let the animals graze until they get a mum. When they get a mum, you're poida the animals. Right? You can't be poida kachim unless it has a mum. So you wait for it to get a mum. Once you get a mum, you poida it. What does poida mean? You sell it. You sell the animal. By selling the animal, you transfer the kedusha from the animal onto the money that you just got tmuras the animal, the money that you got in exchange for the animal. So let's say the animals were worth $1,000. You're going to now transfer the kedusha from the animals to the $1,000 bills. This $1,000 now has kedusha. You take that money that has kedusha, you buy behemoth chulin, and you bring those behemoths as karbonos. So at the end of the day, you're going to have a hakrovel. Albeit, you're going to take the long scenic route. Instead of just being makrov of these animals, you're going to transfer the kedusha from the animals to the money back to an animal. You're going to end up bringing the karbonos. There was no other option. What else were you supposed to do? If an oil and a chattis went azar, if the chattis is on the dalit karnos, the oil is here. Right, there's always going to be issues. Stating that, the Mishnah says, if an ashen was inside with a shlamin, the tani Reb Shimon, Shimon Bar Yochai said, I have an etza. You don't have to do this. What you could do is shneim yishchitu betzafim. Bring both of them. What's the problem? Kachin kadashim shchitasim betzafim. Kachin kalin shchitasim bechal makay. Okay, but chal makay means even tzafim. So you could bring both animals betzafim. V'yoychlu in terms of the achila. So kachin kadashim is nechal yoyim v'layla. Kachin kalim are nechal v'shnei yomim v'layla echad. You'll just eat it liyoyim v'layla. What's the problem? V'yoychlu kechavish abehen. Point is, you can bring both. Both the Asham and the Shlamim, their dam, the Mishnah doesn't speak this out, are Lamata Michot HaSikra. So you're not going to have a problem with the Zrika either. They both have the same Din HaKtara. It's not like one of them has a Din HaKtara of Kulay Kolo, the other one has to be Nechal Kayhanim. So what's the problem? You could do both. You're right, the halachas are different. But as long as you're Machmer, as long as you do the both Shchitas and Tzafin, and as long as you eat both Basars, V'yayim V'layla, it shouldn't be an issue. Amru Lois, the Chachabim told Reb Shimon a very important Yisoidi principle, which we're going to see soon has implications, Halacha L'mayisa. And that is, Ein Mevi'in Kachon L'Beis HaPsol. There's a rule that you're not allowed to take something that's kedusha and do something to it that may cause it to become possible. So you're not allowed to make truma or kachim, anything that has kedusha, you can't go ahead and make it possible. From the same vein, you can't do something that may expedite the process of it becoming possible. By saying that this shlamim, which is one of the two animals, you don't know which one is which, can only be eaten liyayim v'layla, what happens once the day and the night passes? You're going to have to get rid of the shlamim. You're not going to have a choice. Because misafik that it might be a asham, which is not, in which case the basa would be nicer, in which case the basa would carry a chiyuv karis, you wouldn't be able to eat it. So you're expediting, you're being maybe kachem lebeis hapsul, so to speak. So the Chachamim said this is not a good option. You cannot go and eat a shlamim as if it's a carbon asham. What do you mean? I'm being very frum. Sounds like a wonderful chumrah. I'm going to only eat kachim kalim l'yoyim v'layla. I'm very frum. No, it's just the opposite. Because you're potentially bringing kachim l'beis hapsul. It's a double-edged sword. And as a result, there's a mishkal hachasidus over here, said the chachamim. I'm not comfortable with this. I need you to eat a shlamim like a shlamim and an asham like an asham. So what then are you supposed to do? You do what the previous Mishnah said. Anytime you have a taruvah, of kachim, you let them get a mum, you pay to them, you buy a new oila, you buy a
a new Asham? What if they a new Shlomim, a new Asham? What if they weren't the same amount of money? So you have to lay out money out of your own pocket and assume that the most expensive animal was both the Asham and the Shlomim. It wasn't both, but you have to assume either. As a result, you'll end up bringing both Karbonis. You'll bring the Asham like an Asham and the Shlomim like a Shlomim. But to bring the Shlomim like an Asham, yeah, you could check the Shlomim and Tzafen. That's not the point. That's not the issue. The issue is eating, being machmer, and setting a more stringent time frame to be able to eat the carbon shlomim. The sabr chatichas bechatichas. What happens if the shechita kabbalah ilachas rika was done? Everything was done, and now you have a basar of an asham, basar of a shlomim. So there, the halacha is kachim kadashim, kachim kalim, hanecholim liyoyim echad benecholim shneiyam v'alayla yachlu kuchamish shavim. Here, even the chachamim amoida just eat all the basar liyoyim v'alayla. I thought the chachamim and the reisha argued. They argued in the reisha because there was an alternative option. Right? We have to give you an option. So in the reisha, what's the option? The option is let them get a mum, sell them, and bring two karbonis where you'll know which is which. But over here, where you have the chatichas basar, there's nothing you could do with it. So the only option is to eat it or get rid of it. That's not a good option. As a result, just be machmer for both of them. But to go the katchila and be machmer for both, that's not something that you do. So at first glance, it would seem from this Mishnah that the yusoid of the machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, is not so much a kodshim diga machloikis or a kol hazvachim, a perakataruva is diga machloikis. It's a more yusoidim machloikis, a fundamental machloikis, where the Chachamim seem to say, ein mevim kodshim lebeis lapsol. You're not allowed to do anything to kodshim that may expedite the process of it becoming possible. Whereas Reb Shimon didn't seem to be so sensitive to that idea. Reb Shimon didn't have such an issue. As we're going to see now, the Gemara is going to bring a whole blot Gemara. At the end, it's going to digress to the sugyas of Mitzayra Musker and Mitzayra Muchlet. We'll see how we get there. But for now, the Gemara is going to digress with a whole blot Gemara of different places in Shas, non-Perikat Haruvais related, where this Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim appear. Zok the Gemara, Tani, Tanaka made a Rav. There was a Tana that was standing in front of Rav, and he told him the following halach. If somebody has ma'oi shvias, you're not allowed to take the money and buy truma with it. And the reason is because by doing that, you're going to be mema'at the zman achila that you have for truma. Now we know that you're not allowed to do business with perish shvias, but it doesn't mean you can't ever sell perish shvias. Means you can't, on a commercial level, sell and mass manufacture and produce peyrish. That's not something you're allowed to do. But if you have peyrish and you want to sell it in a barter economy, it's something that you're allowed to do. Stating that, with many limitations, additionally, the kedusha of the peyrish shvias is going to transfer from the peyrish onto the money that you got in exchange for selling the peyrish shvias. If you now take that money and you buy something else, the kedusha is going to continue to transfer. It's going to go now from the money. You have to follow the paper trail, follow the money. So the kedusha is now going to go from the money onto the new peyrish that you bought. So if you sell peyrish shvias, take the money and buy truma, the truma that you're buying has kedusha shvias. Now, peyrus that have kedusha shvias are limited in terms of the zman achila. You have to eat it before the zman beer. Once the zman beer comes, at that point, the halacha is you have to get rid of it. You have to burn the peyrus shvias. You have to destroy it. Truma doesn't have any limitations. You could have truma today, and you could eat it in 10 years from now. There's no such issue. Says this Tana in front of Rav. Based on that, I'm going to tell you a chiddush that shvias ain't loichim b'damel truma, that you're not allowed to buy truma with money that you got for selling shvias, because now you're going to have truma that has limitations in terms of when you're allowed to eat it. You could only eat the truma up to this zman beer. What happens if this zman beer passes? You're going to have to get rid of the truma. You're going to be bringing truma the base up. So that's not something you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kamei Rava. The Rabbanan told this to Rava. And you know what Rava said? Hotlaik Reb Shimon. It's a very nice halacha. But I know Reb Shimon Bar Yochai would not have agreed with this halacha. Dik Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah, Ha'amar Mavim Kachem Lubei Sapsol. That was Reb Shimon's halacha in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon said, you're allowed to be maybe Kachem Lubei Sapsol. Isn't the Yisoid of this halacha, Ein Mavim Kachem Lubei Sapsol? Just like Reb Shimon argued in Perakat Taruva, Svachem Ayin Heyam Adbeis, Reb Shimon would argue in that halacha as well. Like we pointed out, Reb Shimon's halacha is not a Perakat Taruva halacha. It's a Shas halacha. It has global implications. It would be in a Geya Hilchas Shvias as well. Amaluhu. But says the Gemara, they told him, Afilu Tamer Reb Shimon. I don't think Reb Shimon would argue over here, because Hanibilu Dievet. Kubi Reb Shimon only said his halacha Bidievet. Abdakatchilalai. I mean, Reb Shimon said, where you have a Taruva is between an Asham and a Shlomim, Bidievet. So what am I options? options. Either I could let them both get a mum, be paid to them and buy two new karbanas, or I'll bring both of them and I'll eat the shlomim as if it's a karban asham. I am being maybe kachon lebeis apsol. Reb Shimon holds that this is a better b'diyevedig option. But we find ourselves in a b'diyeved situation. Over here, it's not b'diyeved. L'katchilo, I have money that's shviyas digger money. Should I go buy truma? Should I buy chulin? Even Reb Shimon wouldn't tell you to buy truma. Meaning, Reb Shimon agrees as an idea of emavim kachon lebeis apsol. In our Mishnah, he doesn't know what to do. Did the chachamim say I have an eitzah? Let them get mumen. Reb Shimon didn't like that eitzah. Says the Gemara, l'katchilo lo, is that true? Reb Shimon doesn't hold the halacha that you could be maybe kach on the base absolut katkhila is ya ba ya ba so last year kasha the mission says the kulon reshoin kayhanam lishan is bakhilasa. So it's interesting, a czar is not allowed to eat kach. A czar that eats kach, it's really bad. A tummy that eats kach, that's tumas mikdash for kadosh. There's plenty of really difficult sugis in chast that deal with the tummy that eats kach. A kayan, he's the one that eats kach. So you think that maybe when the kayan eats kach, he should be sensitive, he should do it when no one's looking, he should do it discreetly, quietly. I mean, but after all, this is something that's off limits to the whole world. It's just the opposite. When the kohen ate kachin, he ate it lemashcha kederech sham melachim oichlin. He can eat it however he wants. If he prefers it sluyim, roasted, that's fine. Shlukim mevushalim, he likes it rare, medium rare, well done, he could do whatever he wants. If he wants, he could put spices in it. And the spices could be either chulin or it could be tavle truma. It could be truma as well. What's the Gemara's kasha? How could you take tavle truma and spice kachim? Geshmak kasha. Kachim has a limited amount of time of how long you're allowed to eat it. You could eat it either for a day and a night, if it's kachim gadashim, or the shnei yom of alaylach, if it's kachim kalim. Truma you could eat forever. So by you taking the kayan, putting tavle truma into his kachim, so what's happening? He's knocking off this man achilo. I thought you're not allowed to bring kachim lebeis apsol. Says the Gemara, amale, say he told him, you're asking a kasha from near hanachle, truma's tavlin the rabbanon. Truma's tavlin is only with the rabbanon. There's very few things that have a chi of truma midday raisa pashtis, it's dog on tirish and yitzer. There are other rishonim say that all shittas aminim have a chi of truma day raisa. Many shittas in the rishonim, what kind of tfuah is chayiv in truma day raisa? But tavlin for sure doesn't have truma day raisa, being that there's no truma day raisa. So that's why that's a dinder rabbanon. Don't bring me raisa. Eitzvei ain't like a truma because of maisa. You're not allowed to buy truma with money that's maisa sheni. So if a koyin has mois maisa sheni, he had maisa sheni, he was poided, he now has kesef maisa sheni, he's allowed to eat truma. He wants to buy truma. So the halach is he's not allowed to take his mois maisa sheni and buy truma with it. Shem maid b'achilasa, because he's being memait the achila. Rashi says, how are you being memait the achila? So says Rashi, because maisa sheni is only eaten by Yerushalayim. Truma you can eat wherever you want. So maisa sheni is like kachem kalim. It's only nechalim, like sucha lecha b'sharecha. You're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Truma you can eat anywhere. So by you now having truma that has kedushas maisa sheni, again, you're limiting its achila. In this case, it's not the zman achila, it's the mokayim ha'achila, but it's the same thing. You're creating some limitation to the achila. That's something that's wrong. Reb Shimon mater. Reb Shimon says it's mutter. Now here Reb Shimon seems to be telling you that l'katchila, it's okay. You're allowed to do it. This should be a raya, not like Rav. Again, we started off, right, that number one day raya. And number two, you see that l'katchila, it's something that's going to be okay. So we had spoken out when the Tana told Rav that ain't like the male truma, that you're not allowed to use mo'ish shvias to buy truma. So what was Rav's comment? It's not like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Because Reb Shimon in our Mishnah is not sensitive to the idea of eim avin kachon l'beis apsol. So they told Rav, who said, you're over-reading and overanalyzing Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon never said that he's insensitive to the idea. Reb Shimon said, when you have a taruvah and you don't know what to do, he prefers this option. But l'katchila, I think even Reb Shimon would say, you're not allowed to take moish shvias and buy truma with it. Because you're being mema'it, this man achila of the truma, and you're potentially being in truma l'beis apsol. But tainet is the Gemara, esvei, this is checkmate. Because here you see mefurish, that Reb Shimon said that it's okay to buy truma with kesef maiser sheni, even though you're being mema'it achila, which means that you're being maybe the base up soul. So the Gemara says, when Rava heard that, ishtikle, Rava was quiet. Rava said, I hear you, right? I thought Reb Shimon only said the halach in the Mishnah in a case of b'dieved. I see over here, he said it in a case where it's going to be the katchila as well. The comedy of Rabbi Yosef, when this whole shayla was presented to Rabbi Yosef, on Malays, Rabbi Yosef said, I don't know why You didn't ask him. I would have asked you from another halacha. Mishnah Masechet Shviyos. Eim Vashel Yerek Shal Shviyos. B'shem Shal Truma. The halacha is you're not allowed to cook a vegetable that has kedusha Shviyos with oil of Truma. And the reason is Shalo Yaviu Kachem LeBeis Absol. Reb Shimon Mater. And Reb Shimon says Mefurish It's Mut. It's like the same exact case. We're discussing Shviyos and Truma, and it's a Mefurish Reb Shimon that's Mutter. So of course. Says the Gemara, isn't it mefurish that Reb Shimon would say it's okay? Amalei Abaya said, "V'lav mi oisvise mi hada tavlin." I'll tell you why I didn't ask from there, because we had already asked from Tavlin. V'amali, and what did he answer when I told him that the kasha from the fact that the koyin is allowed to spice his kachim with tavle truma? He said, "Anach le truma tavlin derabanan." He deflected me. He said, "Don't bring me rayas from cases of derabanan." Reb Shimon's discussing. We're discussing cases of the derayisa. So hachanami, I know he would have told me the same thing. That's why I didn't ask the kasha. He would have told me trumas yerek derabanan. Yeraka is vegetables only have a chi of truma derabanan. But says the Gemara, Rav Yosef told Abaya, "What do you mean? The brayisa didn't discuss, or that mishnah masechet shvuos is not discussing with the truma." Was a Yerek. What was the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah was where the Yerek was Shvi'is and the Shemen was Truma. If the Yerek was the Truma, it should have said Yerek shall Truma b'shemen shall Shvi'is. It says just the opposite. It says Yerek shall Shvi'is b'shemen shall Truma. What's the difference? Rashi says Shemen is Shemen Zayis. Shemen is for sure something that's Chayiv in it. Dogon Tirish and Yitzar. Yitzar is Shemen. So Shemen for sure has a Chayiv Truma m'day Raisa. So I have a Mefurish case where it's Day Raisa and still you see Reb Shimon is Mater. But the Gemara says V'lav mi oisvise mi masnisin dematir Reb Shimon v'amali the Yariv. So Rabbi, you said I hear. So you're right. But it still wouldn't have been a good kasha. You know why? Because we asked from Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, where Reb Shimon was Mater. V'amali. And what did he say? The Yariv. That our Mishnah is different. Don't bring me a riot. Reb Shimon is insensitive to the idea of Emi being kasha l'day sabzol. Because of the reason in the Mishnah he said that you could, it's because it's b'di'evet. It was already in the case of a taruva. It's hachinami the Yariv. The case was where it was Nasarev. Meaning you're not going and taking a Yerik shal shvius and then pouring in Shemen shal truma. It's talking about where the Yerik and the Shemen were already mixed up. They were already Nasarev. It's just a question of cooking it. But the Gemara says, Idi Yariv might have under a bottom. If they're anyways mixed up, why would anybody argue? You're not bringing anything lebeis sabzol. So the Gemara says, Midi dahavi ashlamim. But the Gemara says, "Mi dami? What does that have to do with shlamim? Hasam over there is like takantabriya. By shlamim there is an etza. How less like takantabriya? If you tell me they're mixed up already, if they're mixed up, what option do you have? I mean, halay dami says the Gemara. If anything, shouldn't the precedence be chaticha shebechaticha is the safe of our mishnah, where the taruvahs of the ashlam and the shlamim happened after the shechita gabalo ilachas rika, where you already have the chatichas basar? Where over there, there's no etza at all. There's no option. The kimi the less like takanta teyach lekacham shebehen. So the guru, why with Rabbanon argue? But the Gemara says, "Maska for Rabina." I'll tell you why. Because mi dami chaticha shebe chatichas lasei takanta. We have a taruvas of an ashem and a shlamim. You don't know what's what. There is no option. Hi, islei takanta. Here there is an option. What's the option? Beschita. The Rabbanon held that there was an option. You can't cook it because you could try to squeeze out the shemen of the yerek shell Shvius, and as a result, there is a takana. That's why the Rabbanon aren't happy with you going ahead and cooking it. Rabbi Yosef, who held not that way, because he held hechi nischait. How are you going to squeeze it? Nischait tuva, are you going to squeeze a lot? Komamse b'shvius. You're going to ruin the shvius. Nischait porta, and should you squeeze it a little bit? Soif, arev mi arev. You're not going to be able to take it out. As a result, schita is not a real option. If schita is not a real option, so you can't say it's talking about where it was Nesariv already, because if it was Nesariv already, the Chachamim wouldn't have argued. Must be it wasn't Nesariv, it didn't find itself in this original Taruvos, and still you see Reb Shimon is Mater. This is not a case of Bidiyevit, it's a case of the Katchila, it's a case of the Iraisa, and still Reb Shimon Mater. So Reb Yosef tells Abaya, you know, I heard this exchange you had, you were trying to figure out Shita's Reb Shimon, and the oil was Varfing, Bikias, he had a Raya from Kulon Rashon, Koyhanim Lashanis Pachilosam, and Loikin Shuma Bekasif Meiser, and the Mishnah Barakat. This is the best raya. Here you see clearly, we're dealing with something deiraisa. We're dealing with shemen shel truma. Shemen is yitzar. Everybody agrees. By shemen, there's a chi of deiraisa. We're not discussing a bidyevet. This is l'katchila. You can line up your ingredients and you're cooking yirakos of shviyas, and one of your ingredients could be shevetz al truma. How do I know it's like a tchila? Because the rabbanon would never argue if it's b'di'evet. And still, Reb Shimon is matter, so it's clear, tells Reb Yosef to Abaya, that it's so posher to me that Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah, there's no problem of being maybe kachin l'beis apsul. It's not only in the case of our Mishnah where it's some super b'di'evet digger case. No, it would be true l'katchila, ben l'katchila, ben b'noish l'katchila. That's basically how he comes out. Exhale. So just to lighten up, a rather complicated daf, and that is, so this idea of Eimavim Kachon Leveis Apsul is something that underlies a halacha that we're all familiar with. That is, the Mechaber says in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, it's an Erechayim, Simen Nun Aleph, Siv Katan Tes. He's talking about Mizmah L'Soida, that you say in Pesukah de Zimra, after Baruch Shammah, Mizbah L'Soida, Yesh Lo Imre Bin Agina. When you say Mizbah L'Soida, so you're supposed to say it with a niggin. Why? Because it's a shira. And the Mechaber says, Shekol HaShira is Asida is Lipotel, Chutz Mi Mizbah L'Soida. So the Mechaber is going a little out of character, and a little Musser, little insight into the future. Kol HaShira is Asida is Lipotel, Chutz Mi Mizbah L'Soida. So this is a song that's going to be with the Yidden forever. The only niggin we're going to have is the shira of Mizmah L'Soida. As a result, when you say it, you should say it with a niggin. Says Ramah, Ve'in Oimer Mizmah L'Soida B'Shabbos V'Yontif. You don't say Mizmah L'Soida on Shabbos. You also don't say it on Yontif. Oy B'Mei Pesach. You don't say it B'Mei Pesach either. The reason is, She'ain Kreva B'Hem, because the Karban Toida wasn't brought on those days. It wasn't brought on Pesach either, Mishum Chometz. Additionally, V'loy be'erev Pesach. You shouldn't do it the erev Pesach either. V'loy be'erev Yom Kippur. You shouldn't say Mizmah L'Soida be'erev Yom Kippur. V'chei Nagu b'medina Seilu. And that is the minhag. So says the Ramah in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar that Mizmah L'Soida is a beautiful, beautiful piyut. And it's a shira, it's a nigin, shekola shira is asidas libatel chutzbi mizmul asayda, and that's why it's a psak in the Shulchan Aruch, yesh la oimrei binagina. Stating that there are certain days, to read the fine print, literally, the Ramah, there are days when you don't say mizmul asayda. When you say mizmul asayda, you don't say it on Shabbos and Yontif, you don't say it on Pesach, you also don't say it on Erev Pesach, and you don't say it on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because those were all days where you didn't bring the carbon tithe. There was no carbon tithe on Shabbos for Yontif. That's easy. Because Shabbos and Yontif, you can't bring carbon is yachid. And the tithe was a carbon yachid. There's no carbon tithe on Pesach because along with the tithe came lachmei tithe, some of which were chametz. Can't have chametz on Pesach. As a result, there's no carbon tithe on Pesach. There's also no carbon tithe on Erev Pesach and on Erev Yom Kippur. Why not on Erev Pesach? So now you have to look at the even finer print. Says the Vilna Gaon, Bir Hagra. You want to know why there's no carbon toida on Erev Pesach? It's very simple. Because Erev Pesach, la'achar chatzos, you're already not allowed to eat chametz. The carbon toida was nechal yoyim v'layla. If you're going to bring a carbon toida first thing in the morning on Erev Pesach, you're going to limit the amount of time that you have to eat the carbon toida. The ein mevin kachem lebeis apsul. We just learned the sugya. So being that you're not allowed to bring kachem lekatchila in a way where you're going to limit its man achila because you may thereby be expediting this idea of being mafsid and being paisel kachem, that's not something you can go do be a dime. And Erev Pesach, you have a much smaller time. Just like you can't bring the shlomim if it's as if it's an asham, you cannot bring a carbon tithe where you know you're not going to have the full yom v'layla to be able to eat it. It's the same reason, says the Goyen, that the Ramah concludes and says that you don't say Mizmah L'Soida Erev Yom Kippur. Because on Erev Yom Kippur, you couldn't bring a carbon tithe. You know why? Because the carbon tithe was nechal yom v'layla. And kachem v'layla always follows the yom. So that night, after Kol Midre, who's going to sit down and eat the carbon tithe? No one's allowed to eat. So being that you couldn't eat it, Bilal Yom Kippur either. So you have the same issue on Erev Yom Kippur as you do on Erev Pesach. The reason you don't say Mizmah L'Soida Erev Yom Kippur is the same reason you don't say it on Erev Pesach. Right? I thought Erev Pesach has to do with chametz. Yeah, it does. It's because on Erev Pesach, the issue is eating the chametz after chatzos. Erev Yom Kippur, the issue is eating after shkia, after kol nidre. That's not something you're allowed to do. Ein mevin kachon l'deis apsul, haf l'vavel. This is the underlying reason for a halacha that's in everybody's siddur, something that everybody knows. It's interesting. It's interesting. Right. It's a good point. It's not so simple, by the way. It's so posh that there was no Tisha B'Av in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash. Right, there's a Ritva in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah where the Ritva says that there were times during the second Beis HaMikdash where they used to mourn Churban Bayis Rishon. Because Bayis Sheni never really replaced Bayis Rishon. So there was a concept of mourning Churban Bayis Rishon during Bayis Sheni. So in that case, you would have an issue. But I mean, this is the Raisa, that's the Rabban. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is that, this is this halakha. Stating that, there's an interesting discussion in the Poskim. And there were tshuvas that were written by Gedolei Yisrael about this psak halakha of the Ramah. That you don't say Mizmor Saida on Erev Yom Kippur, meaning Erev Pesach, that we know. Erev Yom Kippur is already a Chiddush, and it's really based on the fact that the Gemara discusses the days that the Korban Toida weren't brought. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know. But the Gemara says there was no Korban Toida on Pesach, and there was no Korban Toida on Erev Pesach. But the Gemara does not say that same Gemara, Psachim Yud Gimel, doesn't mention anything about Erev Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden and others were very, very bothered. Why is it then, if the Ramah's right, that you don't say Mizmor Saida Erev Yom Kippur based on a nice svara that you have the same problem being kachon lebeis apsul? But why then didn't the Gemara say they didn't bring the Korban Toida? It's mashma they did bring the Korban Toida. It's mashma they did bring the Korban Toida. What happened to imavim kachon lebeis apsul? So if you go through the achronim and you summarize, it's really two ha'aras that the achronim have. The first ha'ara is maybe there's a difference between the Korban Toida, which could only be eaten a few hours into the day, versus the carbon toida on Erev Yom Kippur, where you would have the whole day to eat it. And the svar is really based on the fact that even though the Chachamim or the Torah says that you have a right to eat the carbon toida liyoyim v'layla, but it's more like katchila to eat it during the day. It's not like katchila to wait until the night. So by the carbon, by Erev Yom Kippur, where you have the whole zman of likatchila to eat it, so the fact that you're not going to be able to eat it during the b'diavadigah time, maybe that shouldn't bother me so much. As opposed to on Erev Pesach, where I don't even have the whole day to eat it. I have however many hours into the day that I'm allowed to eat chametz b'shei shayis, ulamai was also re-ready, we're makdim in a few hours before that, dalet shayis, hey shayis. So you're not going to have the full day to eat it, so over there it's going to be different. The Maritzchiyos has a whole tshuva on this halacha, saying mizmor l'soida on Erev Yom Kippur, it's in Shailos HaTshuvos, Maritzchiyos, Simen Yud Zayin. And the Maritzchiyos has a very big problem with this argument. He brings that others wanted to make this argument, Yaakov Emden made this argument, others argued it as well, but he says, I have a very big problem with that. You know why? Kishmak Akasha. Because in our sugya, what was the starting point of this whole discussion of being maybe kachon l'beis apsol? It was a carbon asham that was nesarev with a carbon shlub. The Ashram is Kachi Gedashim, it's Nechal Yom V'Layla. The Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, it's Nechal L'Shnei Yomim, it's Nechal L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. By you now eating the Shlomim as if it's an Ashram, you're being Memayit in the Zman Achila. Says the Maritz Chiyos, I want to tell you a Ramban. A Ramban in Parshas Tzav, it's on the Pasuk that talks about the Zman Achila of a Korban Shlomim. So listen what the Pasuk says. U'Bsar Zevach Toy the Shlomov, B'Yoyim Korbono Yeyochel, Lo Yoniach Mimenu Ad Boiker. That's the toida. The neder o nedava zevach karbanoi. Let's say it's not a toida; it's a regular shlamim. Biyoyim hakrivoi ezivcha yeyachel. You should eat it the day that you brought the carbon. Umi macharas, and you could also eat it the next day. V'hanoisem imenu, meaning if there's anything left over the next day, you don't know where to put the commas in this pasuk. Yeyachel, it's okay. Interesting. So the toida is nachal yom v'layla. The shlomim, you have an extra day. If something is left over, it's not a problem. You could eat it. But listen to how the Torah says it. The neder in adava zevach karbani, a regular shlomim, b'yoyim akriva yezivcha yeyachel. L'katchila, eat it the first day. Imacharas, what about the next day? Okay, if there was something left over on that next day, yeyachel, you should eat it too. Says the Ramban, the way I'm reading the pasuk, the Torah didn't just say, a shlomim, eat it for 2 days and a night. The Torah says, b'yoyim hakriva yezivcha yeyachel, just like it said it regarding the toida, that l'katchila, you're supposed to eat it the first day. It just so happens, imacharas, I woke up in the morning, and there's still basal left over. Okay, v'anoysa mimenu, yeyachel, you should eat it. It's not noisa yet. It's not pe'esh yisrayfu. You don't have to worry about it. You could eat it. But l'katchila, when are you supposed to eat it? L'katchila, you're supposed to eat it day one. So says the Maritzchiyos, every shlomim is the same way. This man l'katchila of when you're supposed to eat the carbon shlomim is the first day. When the shlomim is desired with the asham, I could be mekayim my mitzvahs achila l'katchila. I could eat it like an asham, which is l'yayim v'layla. What can't I do? I can't eat it the second day. The second day shouldn't be any different than the toyda balayla. And just like over here, it's mavur, there's a problem. That's where Reb Shimon said his halacha of the mivin kachon l'beis apsul. By the fact that I won't be able to eat the shlomim the second day, then the fact that I can't eat the carbon toyda b'layim kippah should be a problem. problem as well. Either way, that's how the Maritzchius in Simon Yud Zayin Shailos Hatshuvos knocked out the first aura. The second aura that's discussed by the Poskim, and this was said to the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva, and that is that it could be there's a chilek between eating chametz erev Pesach and eating Bilel Yom Kippur. And what's that? Ketanim. You're not allowed to give a katan chametz on erev Pesach. And the reason you can't give a katan chametz on erev Pesach, number one, is you have to get rid of your chametz, so you pasha can't even have chametz. Right, you can say, oh, he's a child, he's not bar mitzvah yet, he can eat chametz on Pesach. Right, think about that. Ketanim eat on Yom Kippur, right? A katan's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but you ever see a katan eating a sandwich on Pesach? What do you mean he's a katan? What's the difference? He's not chayv in mitzvahs. Okay, I could be Michael a katan be a dime, I can't be loisachilum. You go to Emma Vamarta, Lahazu Gedalam Alakhtanim, you get involved in all the super duper raid that involves. No, there's no person in the world that has a Yesh Oimrim anywhere in a Yerushalmi that says they could give a katan a sandwich on Pesach. What's the reason? Because you can't have chametz on Pesach. It has to be gone. Isn't this about Yerah, about Yamatze? Number one, there's another reason. It's also about not. You can't be Nena. So if you're 4-year-old is going to eat lunch and it's going to be Pesach, you, the gadol, are benefiting from the fact that he's eating chametz. He's not hungry anymore. He's not kvetching. So as a result, you're benefiting from it. And chametz is also about not. Food on Yom Kippur is not also about not. Chametz is also about not. So Taini the Chelkas Yoyev, he was the Shoyel, in a Shiloh to the Avni Nezer, in a Yerchaim, Simin Tof Nun Tes. By the way, this is a classic tshuva. There's a lot in this tshuva. Hafeichba the Kulubah. We've spoken out this tshuva from the Avni Nezer many, many times regarding a completely unrelated halacha. But Avni Nezer says it's a mitzvah saseh day rice to build a sukkah. Avni Nezer has a diak in a Rashi in Perik Elohim Agoylim and a diak in Sugyas in Mesach the Shvuas, where he says it's a mitzvah day rice to build a sukkah. It's in this tshuva right here. That's an Ois Yud Aleph. This is Ois Yud Ches. But either way, later in the tshuva, all to the Chelkas Yoyev. So, the Chelkas Yoyev, Taina to the Avnei Nezer, that I know what the difference is. You know what the difference is? Erev Pesach. You can't eat from the carbon toid at all. Mishay Shoy Zulamayla. So it's gone. Over here, I have an eitz, I can give it to a katan. So Avnei Nezer says, Pasha, you wouldn't be able to give it to a katan. And he shelt to a Gemara. A Gemara Masech, this Erevin Daf Memo Medvez, where the Gemara over there says that, how do you make a Shechiyano on Yom Kippur? Right? We make a Shechiyano on Yom Kippur. Bilel Yom Kippur. It's part of the Nusach HaTfilo. Shechiyano is supposed to be Ala Kais. So the Gemara discusses. The Gemara goes, works it through. How do you make a Shechiyano on Yom Kippur? Should you drink it? You're not allowed to drink. Should you make the Shechiyano and a Bayer Priya Gofen and not drink? And one of the suggestions the Gemara says, why do you make a Shechiyano Ala Kais? The same way you make it on all Yom Tovin. And then give it to the cotton to drink. A cotton's allowed to drink. Give it to a cotton who's not fasting. It shouldn't be a problem. And the Gemara says, Dilma Asi Lemisrach. The Gemara says that if you're going to give this to a cotton, it's going to be a problem. Why? And the way that we should explain it, that ordinarily, you don't have to be worried that a cotton eats Yom Kippur. He may eat when he's a gadol also. He knows. Now he's a cotton. When he gets older, he'll start being mechanachim, tiny shoyis, and then eventually he'll understand that he's not allowed to eat Yom Kippur. Nothing bad is going to come from that. But if you're going to go and give him a yayin shel mitzvah, he may think in his katnus dig in mind that even though you're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur, but maybe yayin shel mitzvah is different. Maybe this is an exception to the rule. He may not be able to make that chiluk. So when you give him a dover shel mitzvah, you can't even give it to a katan. So says the Avnei Nezer, just like you're not allowed to give the yayin shel koishal bracha to a katan, Bilel Yom Kippur. And that's why our Shechiyonu is not ala kois, because when the Gemara works through all the options, this option was shot down. So for the same reason, you wouldn't be able to give him kachem. Because now the katan's going to think that, okay, eat kachem is okay when I get older. He may not be able to make it. So before the Gemara says the Avnei Nezer. So Avnei Nezer wrote back to the Chelkas Yoyev, I hear the Ha'ara, why you want to argue like many Achreinim did with the Ramah. Bottom line is, many Achreinim came out not like the Ramah. So you have to look in your siddur to see what your minig is. But the bottom line is that to Mefurish Ramah, he says it again in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, with Ramah held that just like you don't say Mizmul Say Erev Pesach, you don't say it Erev Yom Kippur, and it's both for the same reason. Because Eimavi and Kachon Lebeis Absol, therefore, Luchur, you shouldn't have been able to bring the carbon taida on Erev Yom Kippur, just like you weren't able to bring the carbon taida on Erev Pesach. Either way, so the Gemara has been discussing this Shaila. Could you be maybe Kachon Leveis Absol? Could you not? And specifically, Shitas Rab Shimon. So we've discussed it in the context of two types of Kachon, Min B'She'inoy Minoy, that were Nesarev. We discussed it in the context of Shvias and Truma. We discussed it in the context of Kachon and Truma. Doiraisa, Truma the Rabbanon, we're now going to discuss it again in the context of Kachim, but this time the Karbonos that a Mitzayra used to bring. So a Mitzayra can be and come in two shapes and sizes. It could be a metzaira muchlet. He could be a metzaira musker. Metzaira musker is when someone goes to the kohen and he has simanim of a metzaira. The metzaira is not short. It is a nega. It's not a nega. So what he would do is he would lock him up for 7 days temporarily. And during that interim period of time, you know, he had to be cast away. At the end of the 7 days, if everything was okay, so there was a very brief tahira process that he had to follow. And as long as he followed that process, he was okay. If a mitzayra is found to be a real full-fledged mitzayra, so then he becomes what's called a mitzayra muchlet. And when he completes his, now he's tahar, meaning the nega goes away, so he has to go through a much more intense tahira process. What he has to do is, number one, he has to wash his clothing, he has to shave his head, he has to go away for another 7 days. On the eighth day, he brings two karbanos, echad la'ayla ve'echad la'asham. Then he brings a chatas. He brings the loik shemen. Part of loik shemen went on the kachik kadosh, on the pareches. Part of loik shemen went on the mitzayra. So the process gets much more complicated. What happened over here was, we had a mitzayra, we have a suffolk. He was locked away. He doesn't remember why they put him away. He's not sure, was I a mitzayra muchlet? Or was I a mitzayra musker? If he was a mitzayra muchlet, he has to bring the karbanos. The problem is, maybe he was never a mitzayra muchlet. Maybe he was only a mitzayra musker. If he was a mitzayra musker, then he doesn't have to bring the karbanos. So is there any way to get this person out of his misery, where we have this suffolk, he's not sure if he's a mitzayra muchlet and chayiv in this whole tahira process or not. So the Gemara says like this: Reb Shimon says he's an etzah. Reb Shimon from all Tanoim, and we need Reb Shimon. He said I can work it out. Lemachras, maybe Ashamai. What you could do is he can bring his carbon asham, the lugoi imai, and together he could bring the luk shemen. And he can say the following: Make the tonight. In shal mitzayra, says if I was a mitzayra muchlet, I raise hashem v'zay lugoi. So I'm chayv in asham, I'm chayv the luk shemen. Here it is. Vim lav. And if not, meaning I'm only mitzayra musker, asham zay shall shal mi nedava. The asham shouldn't be an asham; it should be a shlamin. Shlamin could be zacher, could be nekeva, shlamin could be anything. So I want this to be instead of carbon shlamin. V'oisay asham. And now that asham, what we'll do is ton shchita batzafin. We'll bring it batzafin. What's the big deal? Umatan bahoinos. And what we're going to do is we're going to do the matan bahoinos. V'smichu nesacha v'trufas chaza v'shaik v'nech liyem v'layla. We're going to treat it like a shlamin l'chumra, and we're going to treat it like an asham l'chumra. But the bottom line is that what do you see mefurish? You see that Reb Shimon was mater l'chura Likatchila to be maybe kachim the base up salt. Reb Shimon said it's okay. Because he's telling you that you're bringing a carbon, you're not sure if it's an asham or a shlamin. What do you mean? On the tzad that he's a mitzayra muchlet, he's chayiv. On the tzad he's not a mitzayra muchlet, he's not chayiv asham, then really it's a shlamin, and you're eating the shlamin. V'yayim v'laylos. Isn't this another raya that Reb Shimon holds? It's okay, l'katchila. So the Gemara says, tikune garva shani. Don't bring me rayas from here. So over here, this is a man that we said we're trying to put him out of his misery. He doesn't know. He wants to be tahar, and he has no way of ever being tahar. So even Reb Shimon was going to work out a way for him to make him tired. The point is, he can't shtel this suit to all the other Reb Shimons and Shas, because here, tikunei gavra, we're trying to help the mensch. Over here, it's going to be different. Says the Gemara, agav. So we mentioned this braisa, we mentioned it because of the shail of emivi and kachal of the esapsol. And the Gemara says, there's no problem. You could have a suffolk if you chayv to bring the karbonos of a metzaira, just bring the asham on the other side as a shlamim, and it's all good. So the Gemara works this all out. So the asham, you figure out how to do it. You bring it either as an asham or a shlam. Loig mayikalameimer. What about the loig? The loig shemen, there were hakrovis that would know what the loig. So if he's a mitzayra muchlet, so you could be makriv the shemen. But if he's not a mitzayra muchlet, how you be makriv the shemen? So the Gemara says, Dama loig zeh yehenedav. And it's based really on a Gemara later in the Masechta, where the Gemara says, if a person wanted to bring a carbon, and the whole carbon was shemen, carbon shemen, you could do it. You could bring a carbon eitzim, right? It's different types of carbonas that are unconventional that, if you know the rest of the story, you know you could bring. So one of the karbanos that you were allowed to bring was a karbon shemen. They did kmitza with the shemen, incidentally. There was a whole seder avodas, the Gemara is going to talk about now, that was done with the shemen. It's the same thing. You could bring the loig, and you could say manashach. If I'm a mitzayra mochlet, so this is part of my tahira of not being a mitzayra anymore. If not, it's in the davar. The Gemara says, v'dimolam mitzayra hu bayim mikmatz. On the tzad that he's a mitzayra, there was no kmitza done with the like shemen shal mitzayra. On the tzad that it's shemen shal nedava, doesn't he have to do kmitza? So Gemara says the makmitz. Do kmitza. What's the problem? V'dilma mitzayra, the Gemara says the boy matan sheva. On the tzad he's a mitzayra, you have to take the shemen and make 7 hazoyis kineged the kodesh hakodashim. A regular nedava of shemen, you don't do that. So what am I supposed to do? So Gemara says, the Yaev. Why can't you do it? It's not a problem. So you do both. You'll do Kemitza on the tzad that it's an Adava, and you'll do Matan Sheva on the tzad that he's a Metzaira. Freit the Gemara, it's still not so simple. V'hachasalei. Because what's going to happen is that as soon as you do the Kemitza, you're not going to have all the Loik Shemen. And there's a halacha that in order to bring a Loik Shemen Shal Metzaira, the Shemen had to be complete at the time that you did the Zayin Hazayis. So you're going to first do the Kemitza. Then you're going to do the Zayin Hazayis. When you do the Zayin Hazayis, you don't have the full loy because you did the Kmitza. As a result, L'chura, the Hazayis are going to be possible. So the Gemara says, do the Kmitza, and then Maisi Purta Umalilei, bring a little bit more Shemen, and make up that difference of what you just took out. The Tanan, and it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah, Mesechtes Negoim, Perek Yudalit, that says, Chaser Haloig, Achela Yotzak, Yemalenu, the loy got Chaser before the Matan Zion, it's not a problem. You can do Freit Gemara Vahaboy Haktara. The Asham Mitzayra doesn't have Haktara. But on the tzad that it's a Shemen Shal Nedava, you're doing Kemitza, you're going to have to do a Haktara. You're going to have to take some of the oil, you're going to have to put it on the Mizbeach. So, what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, the Aktale, right? Just do the Haktara. But the Gemara says, Emas. Now I'll tell you, this was a trick question. Because when exactly are you supposed to do the Haktara? Ibas the Matan Sheva. If you do it after you did the Matan Sheva, so you do the Matan Sheva, and then you do the Haktara, Havalei Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kemitza Haktara. So it comes that you did Kemitza, then you did Matan Sheva, and now you're going to do the Haktara. So you don't have all the Shirayim, you don't have all the Shemen at the time of the Akhtara that you had at the time of the Kemitza. Because you had to do the Matan Shev on the side that it was a Bitzar and Mukhlit. And the Tanan, it's a Mishnah, you're not allowed to do Haktara if you're missing a little bit of the Kemitz. The Matan Sheva, says the Gemara, and if you're going to do it before you do the Matan Sheva, so you're going to do the Kemitza, and then you're going to do the Haktara, and then you're going to do the Matan Sheva, you can't do that either. Because kol shemimenu li'ishim harehu bebal saktiru. You're not allowed to be Makhtir something that has a chelik that you still have to do avoida, and there's a possibility over here that you're going to have to, on the tzad that you have to do the Matan Sheva, you have no right to do the Akhtara yet. So the bottom line is, you can't do the Akhtara after the Matan Sheva, you can't do it before the Matan Sheva. So the question is, when exactly do you do it? What you do is you makter it before the Hazayis. Are you going to tell me, how can I be makter it before the Hazayis? Isn't there a halach of kol shemimenu li'ishin harei shabal makteru? The masgul l'shem eitz. And what you do is you have in mind that you're not doing a haktara. You have in mind that you're just adding fuel to the fire. You're just adding eitz. And the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer says, l'reich nichayich yata maila. This issue just means if you want to put it on the mizbech, l'reich nichayich. Aval ata maila l'shem eitz. This is a trick that Rabbi Eliezer had in another sugya. But the bottom line is, you could put it on the mizbech. You do it before the Hazah. Are you running into a haktara problem? You're not going to have a problem because you have in mind that I'm not doing it l'reich nichayach. You have in mind that what I'm really doing is I'm doing it l'shem meitzim. So before we end, just one final aura. So really going back to the beginning of the daf, the first daf before the sugya of Emavim Kachon Beis Apsol, we discussed the last halacha of the first mishnah of the perek, and that was Akol Yuchayim L'sarif. All different types of karbonas could get mixed up, with the exception of the chattas and the asham. The reason the chattas and the asham can't get mixed up because one is a zachar. And one is in a cave. Said the Gemara, what about the chattas and the oila? So the Gemara said, no, the chattas and the oila could get mixed up. Because even though the chattas was usually in a cave, but there was one chattas that was a zachar. Which chattas was a zachar? The sir nasi. And being that the sir nasi was a zachar, so the sir nasi can get mixed up with the oila. And as a result, it would be possible to have this mix up. So just one ha'ara. And that is, why is it that the sir nasi was different? So it's interesting, the Chattas ordinarily was Baba Nekeva, whereas when it comes to the Nasi, over there it was Baba Zachar. So I saw in the Znaim L'Torah, the Lutzke Rav said that the Pshat is as follows, based on a Gemara in Mesechtes Saita, Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing another well-known halacha. Amar Rabbi Yoichan, Mishum Rabbi Shum Beichai, Mipnei Matiknu Tfilah Balachash. So we know that Yidamash Mein Esri, Yidavim Balachash. Why Yidamash Mein Esri? There's one time, by the way, where you can Yidamash Mein Esri out loud. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to daven Shemayna Esrei out loud. Either way, Om Rabbi Yoichan, Mishum Rabbi Shum Beichai, Mipnei Matiknu Tfilah Balachash, Sheloi Levayish Es Oivrei Avera. The reason is not to be Mevayish, Oivrei Avera, because you're going to hear Vos Titzach Bayenim's hearts, and you know, maybe a person's davening Slachlonu because of an Avera that he did, and he's inserting things in the middle of Shema Keleinu, and Sheloi Levayish, the Chachamim just said, everybody just be quiet, everyone can leave their issues between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So simply to protect the dignity of people, the Chachamim made a takana across the board, just daven shmon esrei belachash. Says the Gemara, and this is the seif of this halacha, which, when you're learning kachim, is gishmak, shari lechilek hakosav ben mokim ben chatas loyla. Seif shmon esrei, I'll prove to you there's such a concept, not to be mavayish and over avera. Because would they bring the carbon chatas? Bitzofen. Would they bring the carbon oyla? Bitzofen. Now the chatas is brought al-chet, and oil is not brought al-chet. Maybe on the hero to do an avera, oil al-ruchachem, but it's not really brought al-chet. The person that's bringing a carbon chatas was over an avera, she's doing a chorus. The oil and that. And still you see they brought him in the same place. Wouldn't you think there should be a special place for the chatas? The Torah says, no, we don't want a person who's bringing a carbon chatas to walk in, he should have to be embarrassed. So they said, bring it the same place you're bringing the oil. Like this, no one's going to chop if your carbon is a chatas, your carbon is an oil. So you see how sensitive the Torah was to protect the dignity of the Baal Avera? It's for that same reason Shmaina Esrei is supposed to be Balachash. But freak the Gemara wall. Is that true? The Chatas and the Oila are brought exactly the same. So again, when you're learning Seif Lamed Beis, but when you learn Zvachim, Ayin Vav, this is Gishmak. What about the Dam? Dam Chatas Lemaila. Dam Oila Lamato. We know the Chatas goes Lemaila Mechot HaSikrut. The Dalit Karno is the Oila Lamato. So the Gemara says, Hasam Koyin Hudiyah. The only one that knows what's going on at the time of the Zrika is the Kayhanim. But the Hamoinam didn't really know, and as a result, no one's going to really chop. Freak the Gemara, what about Va'ika Chatas Nekeva? Va'ila Zachar? A Chatas is a Nekeva, an Oila is a Zachar. So you're going to see the guy's walking in with an animal. He's going to know, is it a male animal or is it a female animal? Right? You're going to be able to see. So if you're so worried about protecting this person, and that's why the Shechita of both are in the same place, because that's something that the Hamoinam would be able to see, and they'll know what kind of carbon you're bringing. So why did we make one a male and one a female? So the Gemara says, Hasam, it's true that the chatos is a female, but at the same time it has a tail, and mekasya ba'alya. It's very hard, unless you look very closely, it's very hard to know if it's a zocher and a keva. And being that it's going to be hard to know, nothing bad is going to happen. Freit the Gemara, teinach kivsa, se'ira ma'ikulameima. That's true if it's a kevis. It has this tail that's covering it. But if it's a se'ira, because you have an option when you bring a carbon chatas, you can either bring a kivso or you can bring a seira. My ikel meimar. So the Gemara says, no, hasam you to come ichsaf nafshi. He embarrassed himself. He bought a kivso. Come I see seira. He could have brought a canvas. He chose to bring a seira. See, he embarrassed himself. We don't have to worry about the person that chose to bring a seira. Chatas davoidus kechavim frayt the Gemara. What about the chatas of avoidus zara? The lo sagi the lav seira, where it has to be a seira. That's what the Torah says. You don't have the option of kivso. My ikel meimar. Zochti Gemara. You're right. You just got it. Hasam nichsav v'nezel keich den chapalei. The Oved Avay Dazar, now you know why he brings the Seira. The reason he brings the Seira, because we want everybody to know that he was Oved Avay Dazar, you know, shaygi gahin, shaygi gaher. He was Oved Avay Dazar. That's the bottom line. And because he was Oved Avay Dazar, we want the world to know that, and that's why he has to bring the Seira. So ordinarily, it could be a kifsa. Why a kifsa? It has the tail to cover it, to protect the dignity of the Oved Avay. When it comes to Avay Dazar, it's going to be different. Bottom line is, said the Lutzkarov, so you see, that the Nasi, who carbon had to be a sire. Had it been a seira, everybody would have noticed. Everybody would have noticed. And even if the Nasi would have brought a kizva, it would have been possible to know that the Nasi just did an avera. So he says like this, it's important for every year to be dignified, right? You always have to look at people and see them in the most optimum light. But when it comes to a Nasi, who's the Nasi? The Nasi is the Melech. Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. Shetei Emasai Alecha. If you're going to see the Nasi walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to see that he's bringing a carbon, and you're going to know from the carbon that he's bringing that he was an Oiver Aveira, it could be it's going to diminish the covet that you're going to have for him. And a Melech, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. You have to have covet for him. So what's he supposed to do? He should bring a Seira. That's not good, because then everyone's going to know he did an Aveira. Should he bring a Kizva, even though it has a tail that's covering, but at the same time, if you remove the tail, you're going to know that it's an Keva. We can't take those chances when it comes to a Nasi. So what do we say by the Nasi? The Nasi brings a carbon Zachar. If he brings a Zachar, it's the same. It could be bringing an Oila. No one's going to know. That's going to protect the Nasi, so you're not going to run into an issue of Soim Tassim Alecha Melch. We'll just end. We're talking about the Chatas Nasi. So just to end with one Chsam Sofer. And that is, the Chsam Sofer said that we know the Gemara Masech Tishoiris. It's a well-known Gemara. We've spoken it out many times in the Daf. Where the Gemara says that Boimine Rebbe Reb Chia. So Rebbe asked this Talmud Rab Chia, had I been around at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, I as a Nos, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, and I would have done an Aver B'Shoigik Shaz Doina Karis, what kind of carbon would I have brought? Would I have brought the Chatos Nasi? the male version, or would I have brought a kizboros ira? Which carbon would I have brought? Now, at first glance, it's tzarech ian gadol. What exactly Rabbi Shiloh was? Because what's the definition of nasi? Melech. Rabbi wasn't a melech. Rabbi was a nasi in the looser sense. He was the leader, but he wasn't a melech. So we've spoken now from the Ramami Pano. It's also some soifer and tshuva. I think it's a rechaim yud beis or yud gimel. But either way, that's Ray that we've spoken about in the past. But in base medrash b'lei chiddush, I saw the some soifer la Torah says that why did he want to know? Well, why did Rabbi? He was just curious. I mean, whoa, this was sheer curiosity. Rabbi says, I wonder what would be. And I says, gevaldik, because you have to say karbanos every day. And when you say karbanos, it's if he wrote a carbon. One of the karbanos you say in the morning is a carbon chatas. Rabbi wanted to know which parsha in the Torah is he supposed to read? Am I supposed to read the parsha of the regular chatas yachin? Or maybe Rabbi held, I'm supposed to read the parsha of the chatas nasi. Had I had a chiyuv to bring the carbon nasi, the sa'ir, the zachar in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? So every morning, said Rabbi, when I read karbonos, I'm going to have a special karbonos, special insert in my siddur, right? Say in the siddur, if you're the nasi, you're supposed to read. You know, I have to read the chatas nasi. That was Rabbi Shaili. He says, it was halacha l'maisa. This wasn't a theoretical, hypothetical, what would be, could be, would be type of Shaili. This was very much halacha l'maisa. Rabbi had to know, via zoya dav zogin karbonos.